With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says Vice President Kamala Harris must be held accountable for her role as the administration's so-called border czar.
I get angry at the incompetence that I witness every single day, the way millions of people are pouring into our country.
The former president tells a huge Minnesota crowd last night the administration cannot run away from its responsibilities.
3 years she was the border czar. She let it be known, I am the border czar. Then she never went to the border. She's terrible. She's worse than he is, I'll tell you right now.
And he sharply blames global turmoil on the Biden team.
It's a dangerous and terrible time for the world. And it's almost the entire fault of incompetent Biden-Harris administration.
Also at SRNnews.com, Florida GOP Congressman Mike Waltz says the United States should take much tougher action against the terrorist, still, to this day, targeting U.S. and international shipping in the Red Sea.
The Houthis are still shooting at and sinking international shipping. They are still practically closing down the Suez Canal and the Red Sea, this ragtag bunch of terrorists backed by Iran.
And Malta also tells the Salem Radio Network it's too early to rule out an international connection to the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Middle East bracing for a potential flare-up in violence. That follows early Saturday morning's rocket attack from Lebanon that struck a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. 12 children and teenagers were killed in that attack in what the Israeli military calls the deadliest attack on civilians since October 7th. This is SRN News. Well, voters in Kentucky will consider school choice.
An amendment will be on the November ballot in the state that would allow lawmakers to provide public money to private educational institutions, including Christian schools. What might result is a type of voucher program that would allow parents to take their kids out of public schools, then receive money to defray the cost of private education. Millions of moms and dads across the country are expressing dissatisfaction with their local schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some church leaders in San Antonio participating in a unique project that trains them to serve as mental health counselors. Now, under a Harvard Medical School pilot program, they will work as interns before counseling on their own and will refer more serious cases to medical providers. By the end of the year, the initial group of 10 clergy and church members will be able to deliver services independently. This is SRN News. Hurricane season, of course, is here. How can a small business make sure they're ready?
NOAA is predicting an above-average storm season this year. There are steps for small businesses to take to be prepared for storms and insured for storm damage. Well before any hurricane is announced, check and double-check your insurance policy. Read your policy closely and identify any added protections you might need. Make sure your business data is regularly backed up and can be accessed off-site. And have an established emergency communication plan in place. John Scott reporting.
Major deal for Apple, the gigantic tech leader, reaching a tentative collective bargaining contract with the first unionized company store in the nation. Now, union officials have struck a 3-year deal with the company on behalf of workers at a store in Maryland. A vote is slated for August 6th. More details at srnnews.com.